Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
Good morning. Welcome. The sixth portion of the portion of Tzav. And I do want to point out that Tzav is one of the shorter portions in the Torah. The word Tzav, which means command, actually has the numerical value Tzadik Vov. Good morning. 96. And there are 96, or as some say, 97 verses in the portion, which is a rather short portion as Torah portions go, which explains why yesterday's portion, today's portion, tomorrow's portion are really on the shorter side. So we will be offering refunds to you because of the short portion. Vayakre, chapter 8, verse 22. Vayakre veso ayel asheni. We're learning about the dedicatory ritual offering, which took place during the 7 days of practice run called Shivas Yemei Hamiluyim, the 7 days of consecration, which began on the 23rd of Adar and went through the first day of Nisan. The first day of Nisan was then opening day of the Mishkan. And I again want to point out that during this week, Moshe Rabbeinu served as the Kohen, Moses served as the Kohen, Aharon and his sons served as the customer, as the donor owners, bringing the offerings. And as we will learn a little bit later today, that Moshe officiated not in the beautiful, majestic garb of the high priest, because that was reserved only for Aharon, but Moshe officiated in plain linen garments, but he officiated as the high priest nonetheless during this period. So we learned about 2 rams, and we talked about the second ram being a peace offering, but it was a unique, special type of peace offering. Vayakre veso ayel asheni, he now brought forth the second ram, El Hamiluyim, the ram, and we are tempted to translate the word Miluyim like Shivas Yemei Hamiluyim, the ram of consecration. But that doesn't make sense, because the whole thing was consecration, which is why Rashi will explain that the word Miluyim here does not mean consecration, but it comes from the word Malei, which is full, which is similar, parallel to the word Sholem, which is complete. So that the word Miluyim here suggests the peace offering ram rather than the first ram. Vayisvachu Aaron of one of his Yudeim, Aresha Ayel, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on the head of the ram. And we learned about the laying of the hands, which is representative of transferring oneself symbolically to the animal. Rashi points this out, El HaMiluyim, El HaShlomim, the ram of peace offering. That's what Miluyim means here. ShemiluYim Loshen Shlomim. Miluyim, in addition to consecration, could also mean whole, complete. ShemiMalim, because it fills, UMashlimim, and completes and perfects, Es HaKohanim, the Kohanim, Bikhunosam, in their priesthood. 23, Vayishchot, and he slaughtered it. And here we find an interesting cantillation. The musical note on the word Vayishchot is a shalsheles. Vayishchot. There are very few of these in the entire Torah. Vayikach Moshe midomo, and Moshe took of the blood of this ram. Vayiter, and he placed it. Al tnuch, on the lobe of Ozen, the ear. Aharon of Aaron Hayimonis, the right ear, Valbein Yodei Almonis, and the right thumb, Valbein Raglei Hayimonis, and the right toe. And it is said that this is symbolic of Aharon listening to Hashem, acting with his hands on behalf of Hashem, good morning, acting with his feet on behalf of Hashem. The whole idea of divine service represents ears, hands, and feet. 24, Vayakrev as Bnei Aaron, and he then brought Aaron's sons' clothes. Vayitin Meshim in Adam al Tnuch Oznam Ayamonis, and Moshe also placed from the blood of this offering on their earlobe, the right ear, Vayitin Yodam Ayamonis, and the right thumb, and the toe of the right foot, and then Moshe ritually sprinkled the blood around the altar. Verse 25. And he took the fat, and the fatty tail, and all the fat that was on the inwards, basically, and the lobe of the liver, as Rashi said earlier, again and again, with a little bit of the liver, and the two kidneys, and their fat, and the right thigh. And here, as we will learn, this is an unusual ritual, because usually the right thigh is given to the Kohen as a gift from a peace offering. But here, it is smoked on the altar. 26, Omisal ha-matzos, and from the basket of matzos, asher lefnei Hashem, lokach, he took chalas matzah achas, one matzah, one bread of matzah, v'chalas lechem shemen, achas, and one cake of oiled bread, v'dokik echad, and one wafer. We learned that they were prepared in various ways. V'yosem, and he placed all of this above list, the whole shopping list, al hachalovim, on top of the fat, v'al shrik hayomim, on top of the right thigh, so he had a big pile of stuff, Rashi, v'chalas lechem shemen hidabucha, that's the one that was first scalded in boiling water, shemar b'boshemen, and then he put a lot of oil, k'neged hachalas v'lekikin, the same amount of oil as he did with the others, kach mefedish b'menachas, all of this is specked out in the Talmud, tractate menachas. What did he do with all of that? 27, Vayitin Asakil, and he placed all of that, Al Kape Aaron, on the hands of Aaron, Al Kape Bonavan, on the hands of his sons. I'll point out again that which I pointed out earlier. Aaron and his sons were the customers. When somebody comes and brings an offering, the customer and the officiating Kohen have to wave it. Vayonafesim Tnufa Lifnei Hashem, and he offered it as a wave offering before Hashem. So this was the process of the wave offering, and as pointed out earlier, similar to what we do today with the lulav and the esrog, we wave it east, west, north, south, up, down. That's the idea of the wave offering of the parts of the sacrifice. 28, and then Moshe, the officiating Kohen for that week, took this whole pile of stuff from their hands by Yakter and caused it to smoke, hamizbecha, on the altar, al ha'ela, on top of the burnt offering, which was already smoking on the altar. Miluyim heim, this is a special offering of consecration, special deal, not a regular daily deal, special. L'reach, or as they say in Israel, special. L'reach nicheach, as a sweet aroma. As Rashi pointed out earlier, again and again and again, what is the sweet aroma? Hashem says, I love when I tell you to do something and you do it. That's the greatest nachas to a parent, when the children just do it. Hashem says, the nachas that I have is because you're listening. Ishehu l'Hashem, this was a burnt offering to Hashem. Vayakter hamizbecha, Rashi tells us this is a very fundamental message in Rashi, brought down from the Talmud. Moshe shimesh kol shivas yemei amiluyim. Moshe officiated throughout the 7 days of consecration, from the 23rd of Adar until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What did he wear? Did he wear the high priestly regalia? No. Becholuk lovon, he wore the plain white outfit. Al ha'elah, on top of the burnt offering, Rashi says, does this present a problem? What if the burnt offering is already burnt? You got to start all over again? No. It means achar ha'olah, after the burnt offering. And here Rashi points out that this is very unusual. We have the thigh of a peace offering smoked on the altar. That never happens. This is a very unusual event. What usually happens? It is gifted to the Kohen to take home to his family. The choza v'sheik, the breast and the thigh. Here is a very unusual situation, part of the dedication process. And finally, 29, the last verse of today's portion, Vayikach Moshe es hachoza, Moshe took the breast, Vayinifeyu and waved it, tnufa, as a wave offering, lefnei Hashem, before Hashem, me'el hamiluyim, all of this was from ram number two, which he says the ram of the shlomim we learned earlier, lemosha hoya lamona. This was Moshe's portion. So now Moshe took out the A1 steak sauce, and he had this, kasher tziv Hashem esh Moshe, exactly as God commanded Moshe, end of today's chumash portion.